From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Rebecca Smith. Inmates at Tipton Correctional Center will now have access to job and educational resources to help prepare them for their release from prison. As St. Louis Public Radio's Shayla Farzin reports, the Tipton Reentry Center opened this week and is the first of its kind in the state.
About half of all inmates released from Missouri prisons will be reincarcerated within 5 years. To help break the cycle, the State Department of Corrections is launching a new reentry program at Tipton Correctional Center. The program will provide a range of services, from connecting inmates with potential employers to teaching them how to write a resume. Christina Broadway is with the Central Workforce Development Board, one of the organizations partnering with the DOC.
We want them to be able to walk in there very confidently and say, you know, this is my education, this is the training, these are the jobs I've done. Yes, I was incarcerated, but I didn't waste my time.
The DOC plans to open 3 more reentry centers in Missouri prisons next year. I'm Shayla Farzon.
Authorities are investigating the death of a man at a Joplin storage facility as a homicide. Joplin police said in a news release yesterday that an autopsy was conducted and it was determined that 36-year-old Jonathan Powell died of gunshot wounds. Officers found him wounded on Wednesday while responding to a call about trouble at the storage facility. He was taken to a hospital where he later died. Police didn't immediately release information about a suspect or motive. A lawsuit filed by the family of late Kansas City artist Thomas Hart Benton alleges more than 100 pieces of his art have been lost through mismanagement by UMB Bank. The lawsuit contends the bank lost track of some artwork and didn't adequately care for it. It also claims the bank sold some pieces for less than their market value and engaged in self-dealing. The bank has called the allegations by the family, quote, misguided. The lawsuit seeks removal of UMB Bank as the trustee, as well as seeking unspecified damages for the alleged breach of trust. The House of Representatives voted to impeach President Donald Trump on Wednesday. Trump is accused of holding up military aid to Ukraine in exchange for announcing an investigation into former Vice President Joe Biden. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum has reaction about the historic vote.
Democratic Congressman Lacey Clay joined the majority of his colleagues in impeaching Trump.
My children's children will read about this and say, hey, at least the U.S. House of Representatives held this president accountable.
Impeachment now heads to the Senate, where 67 votes are needed to remove Trump from office. The odds of that happening are slim, but Clay says the House did the right thing.
The House cannot be motivated by what may or may not happen in the Senate.
Clay's fellow Democrat from Missouri, Emanuel Cleaver of Kansas City, also voted for impeachment on Wednesday. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
And I'm Rebecca Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.